Hi and welcome to Student Voice Weekly. I'm Dr. Stuart Gray, founder of Student Voice, and this week's theme is making quality assurance visible. Because if students cannot see how improvement happens, they often assume it does not. Today, I'd like to talk about a practical gap I keep seeing across UK universities right now. Teams are gearing up for NSS season, dashboards are getting refreshed, and there's a lot of focus on scores. But underneath that is a simpler question. Is your student feedback system credible, and can students actually see it working? When I say working, I mean two things. First, you get a signal you can trust, not just noise. Second, when you act, students can trace a line from what they said to what changed, or to a clear explanation of why it could not change. The main story this week is QAA's research mapping student representation practices across 78 institutions. It's useful because it looks at the machinery, the routes, how they run, how reps are selected, and where the system starts to look thin or performative. One clear message is that the sector is not short of collection routes. Most providers have module or program surveys, and most have rep structures. The risk is that we treat the existence of channels as proof the system is healthy. We say, we've got surveys, we've got reps, therefore student voice is sorted. The QAA signal for me is governance and credibility. If you have lots of channels without clear ownership and a connected process, you get three predictable problems. First, duplication. Students get asked similar questions in multiple places, and staff get asked to respond in multiple formats. People call it survey fatigue, but often it's governance fatigue. It's a system design problem. Second, bias. If participation is uneven, decisions drift towards the loudest, the most confident, or the most available voices. That's not bad intent. It's what happens when you don't have a clear map of who is heard, when, and through which route. Third, performative voice. You can have meetings, minutes, and action logs, and still leave students feeling nothing changes. Sometimes because nothing changes, sometimes because change happened, but it wasn't made visible in a way students recognize as a response. So what do you do with that in a quality team, in academic leadership, or in planning? The key thing is to stop treating student voice as a set of channels and start treating it as a system with a purpose. Each route needs an owner, a cadence, and a job to do. Not to listen, because that's too vague. A job like catch issues early at module level, resolve locally where possible, escalate patterns, and evidence improvement over time. When people hear make QA visible, they often jump straight to comms. A web page, you said we did tile, those can help, but they are not the core. Visibility is a design principle. It means a student can understand the process and see outcomes. It also means students can see consistency, that the system behaves reliably across modules and programs, not just when someone happens to have time. That links to a research finding worth using this week from a study on accreditation and student perceptions. The practical takeaway is straightforward. Students who participate in quality assurance, for example, as reps, rate the impact higher. What that suggests is simple. Participation makes quality work legible. When students can see how decisions are made and what trade-offs are involved, they interpret the same activity differently. So if you're hearing students don't appreciate the amount of quality work going on, there are two plausible explanations. Either the work is not effective, or it's effective but invisible, or described in language students do not recognize as improvement. This is where representation matters in a very concrete way. Reps are not just a democratic add-on, they are an interpretive bridge. They bring issues in, but they also take meaning back out. They can explain what was decided, what changed, what will change next time, and why. So when you review your rep system, don't just ask how many reps do we have, ask what do reps know by week 6 that a normal student does not. If reps don't understand the system, they can't help make it visible. The second research item this week is about benchmarking and triangulation of survey data, drawing on how institutions use NSSE in the US. It's US-based, but the principle travels. The finding is that the most deliberate institutions treat survey results as one part of a mixed evidence system. They benchmark against meaningful peers, and they triangulate scores with other signals, such as module evaluation, rep feedback, and open text comments. This matters in the UK because we still have a habit of treating about average as fine. A score near the sector mean can hide persistent issues that show up clearly in comments, in local data, or in rep reports. And benchmarking only helps if the peer set is meaningful. If the comparator group is wrong, you learn the wrong lesson. The practical way I'd put it is, a single score tells you there may be a problem. Triangulation tells you what problem you've actually got and where in the system it's happening. One sector signal that fits this week's theme is the University of Glasgow launching a student voice framework. The reason I'm highlighting it is not the branding, it's the governance move. A framework sets minimum expectations and a cadence, including an expectation for closing the loop through a summary and response document. You can debate the exact timings. The bigger point is that it's explicit. Students and staff can both know what should happen, when it should happen, and what a good response looks like. A lot of institutions already have the components, but not the system. Rep forums exist, but are variable. Module surveys exist, but land too late to improve the module. Action plans exist, but they're hard to find. Written in internal language, or not clearly linked back to the issue that triggered them. So, if you take one thing from the framework approach, it's this. Define the minimum viable student voice system, then make sure it runs reliably, and make sure students can see the outputs without having to hunt. So here's one thing to try this week. It's small and it works. In your next meeting about surveys, reps, or NSS preparation, take 10 minutes and draw a simple map with three columns. Column one, where feedback comes in. Module surveys, rep routes, complaints, informal routes. Column two, what happens next, who reads it, when, and what the decision point is. Column three, how students see the outcome. Not how you record it internally, how a normal student would notice it, then do one more step. For each route, write the purpose in one sentence. If you can't write the purpose, that route is probably duplicating something else, or it's not connected to decision making. That diagnostic moves you away from we need more data and towards we need a system students trust and staff can actually run. That is it for this week. The full set of links and summaries is in Student Voice Weekly.